This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating cardiology consultation on patient Maya, M-E-Y-E-R, first name Peter, P-E-T-E-R. Date of birth, December 10th, 1949. Date of evaluation, May 15, 2024. The chief complaint, murmur. The HBI. The patient is a 74-year-old male with history of murmur dating to his teenage years, period. He more recently developed a shortness of breath, period. He stated that he sometimes can walk miles, but at other times, just walking around the house results in shortness of breath. He has had no palpitations. Or chest pain, period. The past medical history, hypercholesterolemia, next number Parkinson's, next number abnormal prostate growth, next number eczema, next number actinic keratosis, past surgical history, prostate biopsy, next number oral surgery, next number cyst removal, medication, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams once daily, Cinemat 25/100, 1 TID, Cinemat 25/100, controlled release, 1 daily, Econozole, applied BID, Prevacet, 30 milligrams, once daily, Claritin, over-the-counter, once daily, Resagiline, 1 milligram, once daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died with underlying coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, and mother died of cancer, unknown primary. The social history, patient notes occasional alcohol use, but denied cigarette smoking or drug use. Review on systems. He has had itching and rash period. Head, he reports history of trauma secondary to a fall in 2021. Eyes, he wears glasses. Throat, unremarkable. Neck, he reports stiffness. Breath, he reports breast lumps, for which he saw a specialist. Gastrointestinal, he reports heartburn and antacid use. Genital urinary, he has urgency of urination. Male reproductive, he reports prostate growth. Psychiatric, he has insomnia. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 118/62, pulse 96, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 143 pounds. ECG dated March 25th, 2024, reveals sinus rhythm 88 beats per minute. There is left axis deviation, there is left anterior fascicular block. T-wave abnormality is noted in the high lateral lead period. Nuclear medicine, myocardial perfusion scan, dated May 8th, 2024. revealed no evidence of pharmacologically stress-induced myocardial ischemia or infarct. Normal left ventricular wall motion, normal left ventricular ejection fraction. The Underwood echocardiogram, April 3rd, 2024. This revealed normal LV systolic function, ejection fraction 69-65%. No segmental wall motion abnormality is noted. There is mild aortic regurgitation period. There is trace mitral regurgitation period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation period. There is trace pulmonic regurgitation. The impression he has dyspnea, unclear etiology, does not appear to be cardiac in nature. He requires pulmonic correction. He requires pulmonary workup, period. No further workup from a cardiovascular perspective at this time, period. I will see him in 1 year. Signed, Dr. Rowington Ferguson.